Welcome to the Retire at New Heights podcast with financial expert and Amazon best-selling author, Johnny Roberts. Each episode features helpful insights, practical tips, and reliable strategies to help make your retirement as enjoyable as possible. For the next few minutes, enjoy listening as co-host Michael DeLon talks with Johnny Roberts about securing your incredible future with a retirement shield. Hey, Johnny Roberts, we are back for part two of this really mini series, I guess, we're doing around the Big Beautiful Bill Act thing that they passed, right?
Big Beautiful Bill, man. And regardless if you follow politics or not, there are certain things that happen politically that affect you. And so, especially if you're going to retirement, and you don't have to get on Twitter, social media, sometimes even the news is so biased, obviously, either way. Good just to know, hey, these are the simple facts that will affect me and my family so I can once again prepare for retirement. So last week we kind of went over, obviously, some of the Social Security issues of it, just touched on it, you know, and today we get to go over the T word.
I love that. The T word.
But it's good. Well, for the most part, you know.
It is. The big T word, I think, is taxes. And, the big beautiful bill does impact some taxes in retirement. And maybe for good, maybe for ill. So let's talk about that. What do you know? What can you share with us?
Well, so the one aspect that became permanent from this passage of this legislation was the tax code, the tax cuts. Once again, I said it last week, but if you missed 2017, tax bill was passed. They were set to sunset or expire at the end of this year, which would have took us back to the previous tax law, which everybody's taxes were going to go up. So that's not going to happen now. So we get to stay in one of the lowest tax times in American history, actually, income taxes. So that's very good. So just to compare so you can understand what could have happened versus what did. So if you're a married couple and your income is about $75,000, $76,000, right now your tax bracket that you're in is 12%.
Yeah.
Very low. All the way up to $96,000 or so is what it's going to be next year because it got extended. If it would have reversed, $75,000 right around there was a cutoff mark to where your taxes would have went up to 25%.
Wow. So, that's a massive difference.
So be glad, regardless of your political mindset, that this bill did pass because that's a big help. And once again, across the board, that's just a huge chunk right there. And that's right in middle income, right? Middle America, bread and butter, all that kind of stuff. That's where it was, but every income level taxes would have went up. So that's what's really cool.
And the thing is, when the taxes go up, your revenue, your income goes down because in retirement, as you plan for, unless you've got a great retirement plan structured by Johnny, where you're planning for and thinking about all these things, but sometimes you can't plan for stuff like this because you could have a great retirement plan. Congress passes something like this, ups your taxes by, 10, 15%. You go, oh, wow. That's the time to reach out to a Johnny and say, okay, what are we going to do? And methodically look at your retirement plan and be able to pull monies from different places. But fortunately, people don't have to do that right now. The tax code actually, as I understood you, was kept in place from the 2017 tax law so that we're good that way. But things may change in the future, so you still need to have a good retirement plan that includes tax planning.
Right. And one of the things we include in tax planning are how do we take our IRAs, things like 401ks, pre-tax retirement accounts, and can we make those tax-free going forward, like Roth conversions? If you missed it, last year we did a phenomenal series with Heather Schreiber, which we're going to have her back sometime this fall once again. But man, if you go look on YouTube or research it, it was a great four-part series about the concept and the purpose and the meaning of Roth conversions. But anyway, are those still good to do right now because taxes are so low? One reason people were doing a ton of them recently is because the tax brackets were going to go way up. Mm-hmm. Like, man, I'm going to try to do some of these Roth conversions so when the taxes go up, I got more tax-free money.
Mm-hmm.
So now taxes are still historically low. So does it make sense now to do Roth conversions? It certainly still does for a lot of people. a lot of people. Why? Because once again, depending on what age you are, you're still talking about longevity of tax-free money versus taxable money. So if nothing else, there's a cutoff point which we can help you find that says from this point on, I went ahead, right? Because of all the tax savings that I did, right, whether it's age 74, 73, 76, whatever, if I begin Roth conversions right now at a certain age, I'm it's reversed. So I'll be a less taxes rest of my life. So
Right.
that's one reason to still do it. Social Security taxes, once right now with the tax credit, obviously helps too, but that's only for a couple years more, right? That's temporary. So once again, we have a window here where we can take advantage of if you're already getting Social Security and maybe it's a high amount of Social Security and it was taxable, but now you're going to get that credit. Can we manage Roth conversions to keep you in an income phase to where, hey, my Social Security can still be get that credit on it of $6,000, but also take advantage of the Roth conversions? Because in a couple years, that was only temporary, like we said, till 2028, that goes away. So we still got a good window here once again to set ourselves up
Yeah.
long term potentially. The third thing, which unfortunately is a reality in our country, is I guess it's a couple things, but debt and deficit
Dead and
are going to
deficit.
catch up eventually. And there's an awakening coming where, we passed this permanent, but we've had laws in the past before that have been replaced by new laws, depending on who's in power, where we're at in the country, in the economy. Taxes have went up, taxes have went down. Right now, we're at, once again, historically low tax brackets. But can that change in the future if an administration comes in and we're in such a deficit and Social Security is going to fall apart and Medicare and all this kind of stuff, unless we generate some more revenue? Well, there's only a few ways the country can generate revenue. And one of those is taxes. So these could be permanent. You could live to be 95 and stay in these tax brackets. But if we look at it realistically, with where we are as a country financially, probably down the road at some point, there's going to be changes. Do you want to be 78 years old and all of a sudden your taxes go up unexpectedly when you're on a fixed income because they had to do something to fix this, this, and this? Of course not. So, it's like, do you roll the dice and be like, I should go and do this now? Chances are it's still a great decision for you. And it all, we figure it all out to make sure it is the best situation for you, of course.
Yeah, and
Some
we're talking.
people it's not, but.
Let me recap just a bit to bring everybody back, because we're talking about the importance of potentially rolling over a 401k program or something like that that's tax deferred, rolling that over into a Roth IRA, which is now going to be tax free. You're going to pay the taxes on the money you roll over. And the question that you're really posing is, does it make sense to pay those taxes today when the tax rates are really at a historic low rate, or roll the dice and maybe in 8, 10, 12, 15 years, tax rates go up and you're going to pay higher taxes? Is that a good summary of what we're talking about
It's
here?
exactly right, because we know for sure when the Social Security stops in 2028, that tax credit you get, that's going to, it's awesome now, but unless they can extend that once again, we're relying on the government for certain things. And I always say, I'd rather have it on my shoulders than trust an outside party,
Absolutely.
right? And
I
so.
love that mindset, Johnny, and I'm going to phrase it in my terms, but we should rely on the government to do the things the government is designed to do. Military, paving my roads, protecting me with police and firefighters. But they're not designed to plan my retirement. Right?
No, not at
That's
all.
why, like you said, we need to be responsible enough to plan our own retirement so you can retire at new heights, like Johnny talks about in his best-selling book. But that's why people need to work with you and talk with you about these things. Stop getting your information from TV and social media and sit down and through a very easy conversation and process, Johnny's going to help you take the responsibility of planning out a retirement so that even if taxes do go up or change in the coming years, it won't devastate you. It might impact you, but the impact will be less because you've planned well and you're not rolling the dice like you're in Vegas or something. So I just think people need to reach out, help work with you to start laying out a retirement plan, asking questions about this big, beautiful bill and what impact does it have on me and my family, because every family's different. And so you've got to look at it on an individual basis. But Johnny, you and your team are you're experts at it. You think about this stuff all day long. You can pull people in and talk to people and go, how do we help you maximize your income, minimize your taxes today and in the future, and do it in a way that still allows you to have a great retirement that you really want to have. So that's really the encouragement. We may come back and do another episode on this big thing, this big beautiful bill, because there's so much to it and it's so confusing. But people need to reach out and just get a copy of your best-selling book, schedule a call with you, have a conversation. And if you're a client of Johnny's, call him anyway. Say, what, how does this impact my retirement plan that you just put together for me 6 months ago, Johnny? Maybe it does. Maybe it has some impact. Maybe there's some things you need to do now since this bill's passed. That's the beauty of working with Johnny and his team, is they're there. They're part of your team to help you have the retirement of your dreams. So
Yeah, it's got to be a partnership. And I'll say this last thing real quick. Not only do we not want to rely on our government, but remember, our financial situation in the United States is affected by rest of the world.
yes.
What can happen overseas can all of a sudden hit us here, where our laws and our things have to change, and which affects our income. So once again, I just encourage everybody, get your plan together, whether it's us helping you or whatever, we'd love to. All these bullet points, so that no matter what happens in this situation, 8,000 miles away on the other side of the world, or if it's our own country that has to do some changes, I'm somewhat protected and covered from that because I started a plan. So
Absolutely.
that's what I want to say at the end there. So once again, man, put it on your shoulders, and we'll help you to deal with that and plan for that. So.
Absolutely. Another great episode, Johnny. Thanks for unpacking the big, beautiful bill a little bit more on how it impacts our taxes. So reach out to Johnny and his team and see how they can help you retire at new heights. Johnny, can't wait to talk with you on the next episode.
See you next week, man. Thanks.
Thanks for listening to the Retire at New Heights podcast with retirement planning expert Johnny Roberts. And be sure to get your free copy of Johnny's Amazon best-selling book at his website, newheights.life.